BYU fans, join me, Tim Hughes, and Amanda Dixon for stories that affect our jobs, taxes, and families. Utah's Morning News, each morning between 5 and 9 on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back in. It's Cougar Nation. We do this every single Monday night, breaking down the latest in BYU basketball, and that was a win against West Virginia, 86-73 on the road. It's a two-game winning streak now with wins over Texas and West Virginia. They play tomorrow night to continue the winning streak on the road in Norman, Oklahoma, against Boomer Sooner, Oklahoma. That's going to be a good one. Oklahoma, though, Mitch, reeling a little bit. Lost three of their last four, so that game does not look nearly as tough as it once did.
It definitely doesn't, and it's a huge opportunity for BYU tomorrow to get a quad one victory. And, you know, I went back in the archives to look at some of the old BYU-Oklahoma matchups in basketball because, unlike football, Oklahoma doesn't carry much weight on the hardwood. You know, their brand in football is top shelf. It was a big deal, BYU hosting Oklahoma on the gridiron last November in Provo. But basketball, like what comes to mind for you, Matt, when you think of Oklahoma basketball?
Blake Griffin, yeah. And that's about it. Lon Kruger.
Yeah, I think Wayman Tisdale. Like, if you want to go farther back, and honestly, but it's, you know, it's a game though where I feel like BYU can go in and maybe have a, you know, lackluster crowd in front of them. We'll get to that a little bit later here. And there was some high praise from the Oklahoma head coach for this BYU team, I got to say. Cougar Nation, every single Monday night here on KSL News Radio, we take your phone calls. 801-575-8255. Our question today, who has been BYU's best player through the first half of Big 12 play? Let's get out to the phone line. Mark from Bluffdale, he wants to weigh in on that question. Who do you think's been the best player, Mark?
Hey, I'm first-time caller, and I want to just tell you that I'm going to harass you a little bit. I think you need to ask a better question. In my opinion, it's not an individual. The team has had so much balance this year, with Nell stepping up or Jackson stepping up or Foo stepping up whenever. And so I think the answer is the entire team, or at very least the team defense is the answer, not an individual.
I like that. You know, I think the team defense has been outstanding. It's one of the underrated aspects to this group. Do you think it can be maintained the rest of the Big 12 play?
I do. I haven't seen the defense has only been short for a few short streaks during a few games. I think that it's one of the most stable aspects that we have of the team is the team defense.
Well, Mark, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. You know, Matt, what say you? Do you feel like it's just we're looking in the wrong direction here? We should just focus more on the collection as a whole instead of the individual pieces?
Well, I'll push back on Mark a little bit. I think it's a great question because it's a hard question to answer, and that's what makes this team so fun. What Mark said is right. What makes this team so good is that you never know who it's going to be, and that's a real luxury that this team has.
Sure.
That on any given night, it could be Foose, it could be Noah, it could be Jackson Robinson. So I think that's why the question is out there, is because you can go a lot of different ways. And I might surprise you with the way that I'm going to go here. I think the best player for BYU throughout Big 12 play has been Richie Saunders off the bench. Mm. He's shooting 39% from three in conference play, 56% from three in his last four games. One of those, he didn't practice all week. The Texas game, he was sick. He was down with the flu that he probably passed on to Ali Khalifa and the rest of the team because it just circles in the locker room. But he's played in 20 or more minutes in six of the last eight games. So against Cincinnati and Baylor, he wasn't playing as much. That's ramped up because he's playing so well. Four rebounds per game, only one turnover in conference play. He doesn't pass the ball a ton either because he's cutting and getting to the rim, but four assists to one turnover, that's a great ratio. And then with so many guys in and out, Foose has missed time, Ali's sick. He's available. He's played in all the Big 12 games. He's given you great production. I just think Richie Saunders, man, he is, if he's not the best player in throughout Big 12 play, he's certainly the most underrated.
Remember last year, Matt, when we spoke with Richie, I think it was midway through WCC play, and we asked him, you know, has it been tough to not have a consistent role on a nightly basis? And he was kind of like, Yeah, it's been tough a little bit, but now every night, you know what you're getting out of Richie Saunders. I think it's a good pick. I'm going to go with Foose, even though, you know, the Cincinnati-Baylor-UCF game, he
That's
was
a third of the games, man.
I know, but man, his impact, to me, he's changed the outlook again, Matt, because I feel like this BYU team could truly make us a run to the second weekend in the NCAA tournament because of a healthy Fusini Traore. That game against Cincinnati, the Big 12 opener, weeks ago, feels like a lifetime ago. But without a legit post presence, BYU got smoked. But ever since the emergence of Fuse coming back from the hamstring injury, I think it's just changed everything for BYU. When he checked in that second half against Houston, he's just been off and running ever since. And his dominance was on display at West Virginia. Even West Virginia big man Jesse Edwards, a Syracuse transfer who BYU tried to get out of the portal, he even admitted that he struggled with Big Foose.
Yeah, all credit to him, actually, this game. Like, he made it really tough for me and Pat. He just played a really good game, was strong. I know I'm a lot better than that. So it's just annoying just knowing that you know, in that way, I definitely kind of let my team now because I'm a lot better in defense than what I showed tonight. It's just, at this point, it's one of those nights. But, yeah, like I said, credit to him. He did a really good job. Made it tough.
It's amazing, too, how Foose plays. He's only 6'6", yet his strength, I underestimate, and I sometimes forget how strong his base is. He is explosive, and the way he commands a presence down low, I just think it does a lot of good things for BYU, and it opens up this high-powered offense, Matt.
It really does, because we saw at the beginning of Big 12 play, Mitch, without that low post presence, you lived and died by the three, and there were games that they lived gloriously, and there were other moments where the droughts came on and they couldn't score. And I think what you see now with Foose, and we saw this in the Texas game in the second half in particular, is when the offense slows down, the game slows down, you're being heavily guarded on the perimeter, you know you can dump it inside, and he's going to get a good look. Now, against Houston, we saw it a little bit. It wasn't falling, but they were still great looks. But against Texas and against West Virginia, he's shooting at a great clip, 10 of 15. I mean, when you are that close to the basket, and he can get as close as he wants whenever he wants because he's so dang strong and tough, it changes everything. Because to have a low post presence coupled with a lethal three-point shooting team, that is the makings for an offense that can go deep into the NCAA tournament.
Matt, having a good time here in the studio. I'm just saying, you don't have to come in anymore, Matt. I mean, because I'm just hanging out here with Jeff Kaplan. He's going to be holding it down here, news, traffic, and weather, coming up on the other
Jeff,
side.
Jeff, you'll never take my spot at Cougar Nation.
801-575-8255. You can call in, weigh in on the question of the day. Who has been BYU's best player through the first half of Big 12 play? We'll get a preview on that Oklahoma game coming up next here on Cougar Nation.